Today on episode number 336 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we got a question about YouTube and does it mess up your RSS feed? We've got a question about Blueberry and Libsyn stats. I've got a product review about a cool radio boom arm that won't cost you an arm and a leg. And we've got a lovely segment about Because of My Podcast featuring Max Flight.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much for taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule to listen to little old me help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls as we talk about really everything podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording and all points in between. In fact, if you're looking for one place that has everything about podcasting, hey, you've come to the right place. That's right. SchoolofPodcasting.com. If you'd like to join in on this conversation, I would love to have you. It's, email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or you can click on the feedback button, leave a comment, all that stuff out at our website, which of course is schoolofpodcasting.com. Want to give a little shout out, hey, to Bill Hutchinson. I got to warn you right now, I'm in a really good mood. It's horrible outside here in Cleveland. It's snowing sideways. As I record this, it's the 21st. I just came from the mall where it was a madhouse, but, you know, it's the holiday season, and it's the most wonderful time. Right? So I'm having a good mood. But thanks to Bill for kicking off the show today. You can find him and his podcast at billhutchinson.org. Let's listen to just a pinch of that.
Welcome to episode 12 of the Accidental Missionary Podcast. I'm your host and the Accidental Missionary Podcast, Bill Hutchinson. Today, I'll be telling you about why I think every missionary should have a podcast.
There you go. You can find him again at billhutchinson.org. And what's interesting, I was listening to the intro and I was like, wow, that's kind of going on a bit. What happened to Bill? And he started off the podcast saying, hey, I'm not sure which intro I'm going to use, 30 or 60 second. And that's one of the cool things about podcasting is the fact that you get to have a conversation just like me and you right now about your podcast. And he's kind of leaving it up to the audience. And Bill, for the record, I vote 30 seconds. Love that girl's voice. But I would think if I was a regular listener, waiting a minute for you to come back in would be, it'd make me want to hit the fast forward button because we're all just in such a dang hurry these days. But speaking of talking to your audience and things like that, growing your audience, I love this segment. It's a new thing we've started. If you have one, I'm looking for, you know, I do the podcast, The Power of Podcasting. It's kind of on a whenever I can basis schedule now, but it's basically, it answers the question, why should I start a podcast? And I've kind of flipped that around for you guys and saying, can you answer the question because of my podcast? And we have today the one, the only, don't be fooled by cheap imitations, Max Flight. Now you might know Max. He does a podcast about podcasting. You can find him at Podcasting Passion. You can find him at airplanegeeks.com. You can find him at 30,000feet.com. In fact, you can find all of these links out in our show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/336. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/336. And before we get to Max, this would be a good place to point out another fun link. If you go to Podcasters Roundtable, I was in episode 6 with my friends Daniel J. Lewis and Ray Ortega, as well as Nick Suberling. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Poor Nick. You can find Nick at spnt.tv. He's got a new podcast about podcasting. And Corey Finneran, I believe is how you say his name, he's at ivyenvy.com. And we're talking about competition in your niche or niche. Take your pick. And it was really interesting because I actually had somebody email me that said, Dave, it was nice to hear you talk for a change. And they were saying back in the day of Today in Podcasting that I did with Rob Walsh and Gary Leland and Paul Culligan, and then later we had a couple rotating people in there. That's another one that's on kind of a do as I can basis, which really, for the record, is awful. We shouldn't be doing that. Do as I say, not as I do. But I was always kind of like the quiet beetle on that podcast, and this one I actually had a lot to say. In fact, there were times, I remember when I first started to talk, I was kind of like, shut up. I was taking over the show. So hopefully I didn't talk too much. But thanks to Ray Ortega. You can find that again over at podcastersroundtable.com. You can find Ray at thepodcasterstudio.com. You can find Daniel J. Lewis at theaudacitytopodcast.com, or find all his podcasts at noodle.mx.com. But it was a really interesting conversation, and we will get more to that maybe later if we have time. But right now, let's go back to Max, and because of his podcast...
This is Max Flight from the Airplane Geeks podcast. Because of my podcast, I've met many notable and famous people in aviation. These are industry leaders, company presidents and CEOs, government folks from the TSA and the NTSB, well-known authors, journalists, and industry analysts, and even TV producers, and of course, other great aviation podcasters and bloggers. I've gotten to know some amazing listeners. They're engaged and they have opinions. They even promote the podcast, and some even create actual content. Because of my podcast, I've come to know some awesome co-hosts and contributors who will be friends for life. And finally, because of my podcast, I see less of my wife than I used to. That's right, I said it out loud, don't get me in trouble, but she has her interests too, and this way I stay out of her hair. So thanks for all you do, Dave. I'm a big fan of the School of Podcasting. No other podcaster I know says poo-poo, caca. Cheers, Dave.
A caca, a poo-poo. Yeah, well, you know, you hang around with the nephew and the niece for a while, little kids, you pick up these things, right? But I got to tell you, it's been fun. Max is going to come on the show probably 2013. We've been playing email back and forth, and we both podcast on the same time, so it's hard to find a time when we're both available, but we'll make it happen. Sounds like a great guy. I've always enjoyed Max. I see him a lot on the same message boards that I'm on, things like that, so I'm looking forward to having him on again. Speaking of podcasts, you can find his show at podcastingpassion.com. All right, we are going to start off with an email. This is from a longtime friend, one of the original members, I believe, of the School of Podcasting, probably one of the first 10 to sign up, if I remember right. He was there for a long time. Charlie Hayes sends in a question here. Says, Dave, first of all, how is your wife doing? We might as well address that. If you're new to the show, my wife a couple weeks ago had her gallbladder removed, and thanks to everyone who wrote in and sent her well wishes, she's fine. She actually went back to work this week, and as sassy as ever. In fact, at the end of the podcast today, I will play another clip from, it's not out yet. We're just recording some shows, putting them in the can, kind of trying to find our voice. The podcast is going to be called Healing Our Marriage, and it's interesting because we're just going to take a tangent here in the middle of Charlie's email, apparently. Podcasting somewhat almost ruined my marriage because I created so many when I was single that when I was married and had to kind of organize my priorities a pinch, it didn't go real smooth at times. So it's interesting because this podcast is us really. Here's the bottom line of what it is. It's us trying to self-therapy, if that is, because well, I don't want to give you the whole story, but anyway, I'll play you a clip at the end of the show. It's going to be interesting, and I truly believe that podcast is going to save my marriage. In fact, it almost already has. It's really interesting, and that'll be coming in January of 2013. Okay, end of tangent. Back to Charlie. Says, I have a question for you. I'm starting up the Theme Review Show podcast in January. That's going to be cool, because you and Marcus Couch should, that'd be a cool way to cross-promote, because they do a podcast at WP Plugins A to Z, all about plugins, and if you're doing thing all about themes, it'd be kind of a cool little cousin kind of type of show. Says, I was going to start this over the summer, but I realized that it was kind of a weird to do an audio podcast about something insanely, boy, I can't read today, innately visual. Great point, Charlie. That would be a hard podcast to do in audio. If you go, yeah, if you look over here on the such and such, they got that, and this is really cool. So he continues on. What I decided to do was produce an audio review like I was originally planning, but I am also going to do a supplemental video tour of the given theme that would basically be a screen share showing the theme and talking about what I like and dislike and how to build a site using the given theme. I'm creating a specific YouTube channel for these videos, very good idea, and I will point back to my site. My question is, if I embed a YouTube video into my show notes, would that end up in the podcast RSS feed? I don't want to do that because the idea of the video is to drive traffic to my blog from the podcast and YouTube. How do you organize something like this? I've actually done this with my Weekly Web Tools podcast over at weeklywebtools.com. And that is, I'm using the Blueberry PowerPress plugin. So I will put the link to the audio there, and I will just use the old style embed for the YouTube video. And it really doesn't cause a problem because the audio has the enclosure. And the other thing is, because you can't, I don't want to say can't, well, by default, you can't download a YouTube video. It's not going to go into iTunes and try to download it. It's not going to go back and get the MP4 file. So for me personally, I've tried that on Weekly Web Tools. And the other thing you might want to check out, since you're going to be doing video, a way to monetize that, if that's something you're looking to do. And again, for more monetization, if you want to make money with your podcast, go check out my book, More Podcast Money at morepodcastmoney.com. There are two tools you might want to look into. One is called Vubix. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Vubix, that's V-I-E-W-B-I-X. And again, you can find links to all this at schoolofpodcasting.com/336. This is a way to take YouTube videos and put like your own kind of skin on it, including a link to the theme, which then could be your affiliate link. The other thing you might want to check into is Lead Player. Now, what Lead Player does, it enables you to put YouTube videos on your blog post, but you can disable the ability to go back to YouTube. And you can actually put buttons and little pop-up things in the middle of the video that, again, could be a link to an affiliate link for your theme. So if you're looking to monetize this, that would be an easy way to do it. But to answer your question, no, I've tried it with Weekly Web Tools. I'll have my audio and an embedded video, and that will work fine. So if you're using the PowerPress plugin, the only thing it sends to iTunes are things that have that, either an audio or video, in that media URL. And with YouTube, that's not going to populate that. So you'll be fine. Let me know when that podcast comes about. I would love to check that out. Next up, we're going back to voicemail. This one's from Adam Bryce.
Hi, Dave. This is Adam Bryce from Lapcast at lapcastpodcast.com. I'm leaving you a message today because I have a question I think you might be able to help me with. So I run my show from the state of Washington, which is where I record. My co-host, I connect to remotely, and he's in Brooklyn. So we connect either on Google Hangout or Skype, depending on which service seems to be running better that night. And what I'd like to do is be able to bring in clips and things like that to play during the show as we record that I can hear that and that he can hear as well. Ideally, I'd like them not to record into Audition, which is what I record into. I'd like to bring them into post so I can make sure that everything cleans up nicely. But that's not an absolute must-have. So I record on Windows 7, and I use the Behringer X1222 USB mixer when I'm at home. But one of the problems is I travel probably for about a third to a half of the shows. So I'm recording from, you know, whatever hotel I end up staying in with a smaller mixer. And I'm trying to look for a solution to be able to bring in those clips that won't require me to carry around another computer with me everywhere I go. So I was thinking about my Android phone, but was wondering, are there any virtual cart machines that work for Android or any things that you might be able to recommend given my my specific situation and kind of what I mentioned? So I'd love to hear some feedback on that. And just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you do on the show. You know, your advice and your show has really helped us not only get Lapcast up and running along with the other shows on the KPRK network, but has really helped us make it better. And I just want to thank you for that. And our audience thanks you for that. So I look forward to hearing the feedback on the show. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much for the question. And I got to tell you, I didn't have the answer to this one. So I actually went out to the LinkedIn group that I'm in threw it out there. And Mark from markinrussia.com actually, here's the fun thing. My Android phone is so old. How old is it? It's just beat to, you know, it barely, literally, I had problems today using it as a phone. And that's why I can't wait till January 12th when I get to upgrade my phone. But Mark in Russia on episode 67 did a whole thing about this, and he reviewed three different apps and ended up using one called Custom Soundboard. And I'll put a link out to his show where he kind of talks about these. And what a soundboard is, it just gives you the ability to play sound effects. It's great if you want to do live podcasts like they were talking. But if you're on a PC, a lot of people use a thing called Black Cat Systems. I've used that. There's a free software called Jingle Palette that's not bad, but that's not on your phone. And I realize in this case you're trying to travel light. So I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. So special thanks to Mark for finding the answer to that one. And Adam, thank you so much for the question. Next up, it is Bill Hutchinson. And Bill kicked off the show. He's back with a question about stats.
Hi, Dave. This is Bill Hutchinson from the Accidental Missionary Podcast at billhutchinson.org. I have a question for you about stats packages for my podcast. I host my podcast on Libsyn, which I signed up for using your affiliate code, which you should probably remind your listeners about. And I do like the stats package that it comes with. On your episode about the podcast awards, you talked about the Blueberry stats package and said that you recommend people use it. I'm just wondering, though, about what does that offer over and above what I already get through Libsyn. Thanks, Dave. Love the show.
Adam, thank you so much for your question. And first of all, I want to apologize. I didn't want to, I guess, communicate that Blueberry was giving you more stats than Libsyn. And I can kind of answer this. I have to be careful how I say this. Number one, what I was saying is if you need free stats, then Blueberry has a basic kind of stats package that is available for free, as does a company called PodTrac, P-O-D-T-R-A-C. If I had to pick a free stats package, I would go with Blueberry, mainly because of the people that I know that work there. And the same thing with PodTrac has a player. If you go, actually, everybody has a player. Libsyn has a player, PodTrac has a player, and Blueberry has a player. And I'm kind of moving away a little bit from PodTrac. I've had I had the PodTrac player on a client site, and their JavaScript, for whatever reason, sometimes takes a little while to load, and it can really just slow down your entire site. So I either use the Blueberry player or the Libsyn player. But to get back to your question of what's the difference in stats, I'm going to compare here Blueberry paid stats and Libsyn paid stats and basically say, and I hate to do this on an audio podcast, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/336 because I'm going to kind of answer this question and point something else out in this. And the short answer is there's not a whole lot of difference. And you can see it. It's, you know, one has a cool looking chart of the world and the other one has a list of cities and states. It's the same content though, right? One is prettier. And same thing. One has a cool pie chart of how people are listening in terms of iPhones and this and that. Neither one has a list. It's the same content though. But what I do want to point out, we're going to kind of piggyback on your question into something and talk about another media host. I've talked about Podbean in the past, how I do not like them because they will quote, if you could do the air quotes for me, do you a favor and list you on iTunes. Well, their price is a little less than Libsyn and Blueberry, but I kind of was like, meh. So if you're a regular listener of the show, you know I like to play with everything. I like to make informed decisions. So I threw a couple episodes of my podcast, Building a Better Dave at betterdave.com, up there to see kind of how their stats looked, see how things worked. And I saw where they have a thing where you can add advertisers on your podcast. Now, the interesting thing of this is you have to encode your audio at CD quality, which is 128 kilobits per second. And if you do that, if you make your audio CD quality, the file is bigger. Well, if the file is bigger, that's right, you have to buy more hosting from them. It's funny how that works. But then I did that and I threw these up and I wanted to look at their stats. And the one day I went to download my podcast and this is what I heard.
Do you want to advertise on this podcast? Go to podbean.com now. For only $1, you can get 1,000 listens. You can also predefine geographic locations and categories for where your advertisement will run. Start using the most cost-effective advertising campaign now. Go to podbean.com. That's podbean.com.
And I was like, $1 per 1,000 downloads? I don't think so. No. And by that, I mean, no. So I instantly moved from that. But the other thing I did do, and this is where you can go again. I'll have a link to the video where I show you their, again, can we do air quotes here? Stats. It's kind of like the difference between, I don't know, Blu-ray and stick figure theater. Their stats are awful. I mean, yes, I can see how many downloads, but if I want to compare like episodes to episodes, and of course, if I want like some really cool stats, I have to go with their business plan that starts at $70 a month. So I can honestly say Podbean, no. And the only reason I would even think about them is if you had the knowledge to hand code your website so that you couldn't, so that they couldn't put their link to iTunes on your website. So if you're like, what did he just say? Just listen to this. Podbean is not an option. It's just not. Libsyn or Blueberry. And if you want to see the stats, hence why I'm talking about this, I show just a quick overview. I go through and say, here's my Libsyn stats. Here's how cool they are. Here's my Blueberry stats. Here how cool they are. So if you want to see what they look like, they're very similar. And then I show you Podbean stats and we all have a good old laugh. And speaking of having a good old laugh, I want to take a second. I think in 2013, I'm going to do a couple of shows. I might, geared towards just starting a podcast, kind of going back to Podcasting 101. Now, if you want Podcasting 101 stuff, go over to schoolofpodcasting.fm. It's a streaming radio station I started, and it has a lot of kind of Podcasting 101 stuff. But I wanted to explain something about RSS feeds and the term subscriptions. And I want to kind of go with and without subscriptions. The great thing about subscribing to a podcast, and you can do that for this podcast. If you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, if you're still using iTunes, that'll take you right there. You can say subscribe or see in iTunes and then subscribe. But here's what's cool. And here's what makes a podcast is the fact that you can subscribe to it. So I listen to Daniel J. Lewis, the Audacity to Podcast. I listen to Ray Ortega. I listen to Michael Dell. I listen to Cliff Ravenscraft. I listen to Mark Gunger. I listen to Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. I listen to Marcus Couch and WP Plugins A to Z.com. Listen to all these guys. Now, here's the thing. I use a program, not iTunes anymore. I use a thing on my Android phone called Beyond Pod, and now they have the Podcasts app if you're on an Apple device. And let's go with and without. So I named what? Probably 12 different podcasts that I listen to there. Podcasting Passion, that's in there too. Don't want to leave out Max, right? And if I didn't have subscriptions to these, every day I would have to wake up and go see, does Max have a new episode out? Does Marcus have a new episode out? How about Cliff? How about Ray? How about Daniel? How about Michael? Right? I'd have to go to each one of those websites. Wow, what a pain in the butt. And in some cases, I would go to their website to see, oh, no, they don't have a new episode out. Okay, next. And if I check my phone right now, I think I'm up to 71 different feeds that I check, that I'm subscribed to. And so that's, now with subscriptions, if you're using, in my case, Beyond Pod, I know some people use the Podcasts app, some people use iTunes, some people use a thing called Pocket Casts, some people use Google Reader. You fire up your, and some people call this a pod catcher, and it goes out. I click one button, start. It goes out to all 71 websites to say, hey, any new episodes? And if so, it will automatically download them. Now, that's how I get my news. That's how I get all the information that I want. That's the beautiful thing of podcasting, is the fact that I only listen to podcasts that I want to. If I don't like your podcast, I'll listen to maybe an episode or two. And then I'll say, nope, I don't want you to go check their website anymore to see if anything's new. So there is no spam in podcasting. The only people that are listening are the people that want to listen. And what's funny is I got a call the other day from the Akron Beacon Journal. That is the local newspaper here in Ohio. In Ohio. Yeah. Okay. It's early. And, and it could have been the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Anytime I get a phone call from any newspaper, it kind of goes like this.
Yes, Mr. Jackson, this is Steve from the Akron Beacon Journal. We'd like to know if you'd be interested in subscribing to the Akron Beacon Journal. Mr. Jackson. The Sunday paper? Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, like I said, I was talking with somebody in the actual, you know, print media, and they said that newsstand subscriptions are down 200% and digital subscriptions are up 300%. So podcasting, digital delivery is the way of the future. Next up, I want to talk about a new piece of gear that I have added to my studio. And if you want to check this out, you can go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/Amazon. That'll take you to my Amazon equipment store. And it is called Broadcasting Studio Microphone Boom Scissor Arm. It's actually from Griffin. And what this is, it's a little boom arm. Now, what this means is, in this case, I have it clamped to my desk. And it's an arm that lets me, when I'm ready to podcast, I just pull it forward. And I've got my little pop filter in front of it. And it came with a shock mount. Now, here's the cool thing. It is a boom arm. It comes with a cable that is kind of wound into the boom arm automatically, and it has a shock mount. Okay, now, a really good boom arm is the Heil PL2T. It is an overhead broadcast boom arm. It goes for about $120, and it does not have a, it does have a clip, and but it doesn't have the microphone cable, and it doesn't have a shock mount. It's $120. This from Griffin is the clamp, the arm with a microphone cable and a shock mount for $65.95. Now, granted, that is still twice as much as a $30 kind of mic boom stand that I have out there. That's basically, in a nutshell, I used to use those things to mic bass drum when I was in a band. And I could never handle the little desktop stands that are just basically a stick with a bass because you had to really lean over to talk into those. So, this, if you, it's great. If you're going to have a podcast kind of area in your house that you're going to kind of use as a desk and at times a studio, it's cool because you just swing it out of the way. Very, very fun. And so I'm using it right now as we speak. And if I move this around a little bit, yeah, you still hear a little bit of noise. But that's because, no, not so much. If you could see how much I'm swinging this bad boy around, the shock mount does work. So I'll have that. You can check it out again. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/Amazon and then click on the link for stands and you'll see all the different stands. There's actually another one here, Broadcasting Studio Microphone. It almost looks like identical to the thing I just bought and it's $47.99. And let me see who is making this. No, Brainy Deal. It's not the people that made this one, but it looks identical. Same deal, $47. And so if you're looking for a boom arm for Christmas, this might be the place to go.
Yeah, so we were married June 20th, 2009. We became separated November 28th, 2010. So it was almost a year and a half we were together when we finally separated. And we were separated for 2 years.
I won't give up on us. Even if the skies get rough, I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
We have family members that will not talk to us because we stayed married. That's an interesting one. Anything else you want to add to that? I think that's enough. That's a pretty sad picture.
That is a sad picture.
And we've been married for... I should know this one. Follow the journey at healingourmarriage.com. Love, I'm still looking up. We are at about 30 minutes. So here, I'm gonna go back and revisit the Podcasters Roundtable. Now, if you want to hear this, let's go over to Podcasters Roundtable. This is Ray Ortega's thing. And it was myself, Daniel. I told you who was on earlier. And I want to bring up some things that I said there. Number one, this is like a mantra of mine now that I try to uphold. And that is your response is your responsibility. Without getting too preachy, the Bible says be slow to anger. And I try to follow at the best I can. And I pointed out that I trust these guys. Number one, if I viewed my competition as the enemy, I wouldn't have Ray. I wouldn't have Daniel or Michael Dell or Cliff Ravenscraft. Cliff Ravenscraft is really, really busy. God bless Cliff. I mean, and people... I get a lot of questions about Cliff Ravenscraft. Like, hey, wait a minute. Didn't he come after you? Why is he more successful? You know what? Because he's a better salesman. Because he's doing this full time. I do this Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday morning, and a little bit on Saturday. And then I have a day job. And I have a wife. And Cliff just jumped into the deep end of the pool. God bless him. And I also say in that, are there times when I am envious of Cliff's paychecks? Sure. I'm human, but on the other hand, when Cliff gets a guest that I go, wow, that would have been great to have him on my show. On the other hand, Cliff is doing a great interview. He's showing value in podcasting. And you know what? Okay, maybe I didn't get him on my show the first time, but now that they've seen Cliff, maybe they'll come on my show. You know? And so you can view them, if I viewed these people as the enemy, let's go to the extreme, the enemy, I would have less friends. And so there is a part of podcasting that is mental. It really is. There are times when it's a mental game. And it's when you see the negative review in iTunes. And when you get the unbelievable praise that you get in voicemail. It's crazy. And I always tell people, as a musician, I always tell people, you're never as bad as your worst review. And you're never as good as that raving fan. You know the real you. And really, in the end, it's just about you doing what you love and following your passion. And when I first started podcasting, I could have had some feuds. I had a little mini feud with Keith and the girl. And there have been other, quote, podcast. Could you do some air quotes for me? Podcast consultants. And these are usually people that come out of radio that are trying to say, because I've been talking into a microphone for 4 hours, I know podcasting. And then they say they've been podcasting for 17 years. Yeah, I'm going to call them on the carpet for that. You know, so I've had little tiffs with people. And in some cases, I maybe have used words that I you know, going back to that slow to anger thing that I maybe should have reworded a bit. But the actual people in my niche, I consider great friends. And if I cut them out of my life, that would be a shame. It is December here. If you haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life, Mary, who names their kid Zuzu? I don't know. But, you know, but at the end, George Bailey, spoiler, if you haven't seen the movie, at the end, George Bailey finds out that it's better to be rich in friends than to be rich in money, right? In a nutshell. Clarence, save me, Clarence. So that's another way of looking at competition. I'll give you an example of just how much, and maybe this is wrong, but to me, I've always been a person that I will trust you as far as I can throw you until you give me a reason not to. And there have been some people who have really stabbed me in the back. I remember once I sold a drum machine to a guy who had his name on the Bible that he brought in. And he gave me like $20 for a $150 drum machine. And I never saw another penny from it. You know, I had his phone number, had his driver's license, but couldn't, you know, it was a weird thing. And that's okay. That's not for me. You know, I'm going to leave that one up to God to judge that guy. And so I'll give you an example of this, of how cool it is. If you think about, if you look at the people that are in your niche as your friends, as somebody in the chat room of this called it cooperation, I think it was, or co-op-petition. But I have a client who I do audio editing for. She doesn't want to do anything. She just records it. She throws it in a Dropbox, and I take it from there. I edit it. I add music. I tag it. I upload it. She writes the notes. It's a great combination. I can do as little or as much as you want. But she was thinking about having her website redone. And I said, okay. And when she explained what she wanted, the special coding and this and that, I can do web design. I can do basic web design. I can do basic graphics, things like that. But she wanted to swim in the really customized deep end of the pool. That's not my forte. And so that's where I actually was this close. I asked Daniel, I go, what's your going rate? And I was going to give, quote, again, more air quotes, my competition, a customer and say, here, I'm going to swim in this side of the pool. You swim on that side of the pool. Don't even think about taking my audio client away from me, but feel free to do anything you want to her website. And I would have trusted Daniel with that. Absolutely. So that's the key. So keep in mind that the podcasting is a bit mental. And the other thing that I say in this is, I think a lot of people want to take some of the, Max, caca poo poo from radio, and they listen to radio. And, one of the most famous DJs is Howard Stern. And he would come into a town and he would be real. He would give you content that you couldn't get other places. And yes, he'd kind of, push the envelope of good taste at times. And then he would start picking on his competition, personally picking on them. And I think some people think that's what you're supposed to do. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to, and that could have been, and that's ratings. It's fun to listen to, but in the end, you're going to see those people when you go to New Media Expo. You're going to see these people around, and in the same way that you build a relationship with your audience, right? How is that audience going to feel about you when you are picking on their friend? Well, now you've got audiences going against you. You're just spreading a lot of negativity. And I just was like, you know what? I'm not about that at all. Who wants that? I'm too busy writing show notes, and now I got to go, oh, and what am I going to do to stoke the fire in the feud? Who needs that? So it's a great conversation. And it's interesting because we were just talking about podcasts about podcasting. And if you're looking for them, I actually have a website. If you go to podcasts about podcasting, there's a whole list of them there that I have there, including mine and including everybody else's. But there's two people there that are sports podcasters. And now we're talking about rivalry, not only between podcasters, but rivalry between teams. It's an interesting concept, and it's a great podcast. If you go over to podcastersroundtable.com, you can hear my comments. You can hear their comments. It's interesting. And I would love to see everybody kind of chime in on the feedback over there on Ray's site. So that is going to do it for this episode. And whether or not I put an episode out next week, we shall see. But I do appreciate you tuning in. What did we learn today? Well, we talked a little bit about embedding YouTube videos. And it's really not a problem if you're embedding that in a... The only time that would come into play... Well, not even... There's no problem really embedding a YouTube clip that already has media in it. That's the bottom line of that one. With Charlie's questions, we talked, and I should probably specify here, because I mentioned how Blueberry had free stats, as does PodTrack. When I'm talking about comparing Libsyn stats to Blueberry stats, I'm talking about their premium stats. Yeah, that's a difference. Their premium stats versus Libsyn stats, that's a pretty good heat there. Libsyn stats to free stats, not so much. So keep that in mind as well. I hope I said that. I'll have to go back and listen. So we talked about that. We talked about how Podbean is just not a great solution. I knew that in the past. I played with them. I can definitely say, yeah, there are better options. And for the money you save, you lose a ton in stats, speaking of stats as well. And then we talked a lot about competition a little bit today, and how, your podcast is your podcast. And for me, my response is my responsibility. And, I'm the kind of person, I want as many friends as I can get. And I don't see where treating my, quote, competition, people that are doing podcasts about me poorly, is good, whatever you want to call it, karma, business. It's the whole golden rule thing. So I want to take another quick second here to thank you in the event that this is my last podcast for the year for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking to kick off 2013 with a podcast, look, I can help you with that. I've got step-by-step tutorials. I've got great resources. I've got great insights. It's all there in one place. Now, you can go Google it and hope that you don't find that outdated article on Podbean and the another outdated article on PodPress and Podango and all the other technology that was great in 2005 but now outdated, or all the other hosts that can kind of trick you, people that want to charge you $500 a week. I'm not making that up. There are companies that want to charge you $500 a week to podcast. Oofa. Don't have to do that. So come and visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. And last but not least, whatever you're celebrating, I always kind of jokingly say happy Kwanzaa Masika. Take some time over the next couple of weeks. Spend some time with your family and unplug a little bit. And we'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, class is dismissed. And I will see you on the inside. Go out and click on the Join Now button and start podcasting today. God bless.